Some people take the straight path in life. But at Arizona State University, we respect your twists and turns. They make our online students more driven to excel in their professional lives. That's why our personalized suite of services empowers you with innovative resources and staff that sticks with you. Make your next turn with one of our 300-plus programs at ASU, number one in innovation for 9 consecutive years. Visit us at asuonline.asu.edu to learn more.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
In a special session, folks, the so-called Republicans in charge of the Texas House have done some okay things, at least from this liberty-loving Latino's perspective. Of course, it is fair of Texans to ask why they didn't do this work in the regular session, why they had to be prompted by Governor Greg Abbott to actually work on behalf of their constituents. But in the special session, they passed a vaccine mandate prohibition. It didn't cover every person. And the excuse that was made to continue to allow certain elements of Texas to tell others that they had to take a vaccine, the reason the excuse that was given was, hey, the governor said stop all private businesses from imposing vaccine mandates. That doesn't cover nursing students because they're not working for anybody. That was the excuse made by the Obama parliamentarian through the mouth of the left-wing Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan. So every effort they could make, every bit of avenue they could squeeze out to find a way to use the exact wording of Governor Abbott's call, they could weasel out and still maintain some sort of power of the government over your lives, they did in the Texas House. There was also this bill that they passed that was bandied about into the wee hours of the morning that allows the state of Texas to say, look, crossing into the state of Texas, if you're a foreign national illegally, is illegal here too. And you are now subject to state penalties if you're an illegal alien. Now, a lot of left-wingers were caterwauling about this, saying that, this means that the state, and they were laying a lot of insults at law enforcement here in Texas. A guy we have nicknamed Pancho Nevarez. His real name is Pancho Nevarez. We nicknamed him Pancho because he got physical with Matt Rinaldi on the House floor at one point a couple of years back. So from that point, when this Democrat lived up to who these people are, got violent, we have nicknamed him Pancho Nevarez. He jumped on Twitter in the wake of this bill and said, folks, I'm just going to read it as it's written. Of course, this is what passes for statesmanship on the Democrat side of the aisle. Quote, fucking crazy. How do I prove I'm a U.S. citizen in Brady, Texas? Or my wife, who doesn't speak much English? Some asshole deputy can detain me for whatever. We are U.S. citizens. It's a stain, and it will solve nothing. That's Pancho Nevarez, folks. Now, let me just take this point by point. Blanking crazy. How do I prove I'm a U.S. citizen in Brady, Texas? You don't have to prove you're a U.S. citizen. You just have to give reasonable suspicion. If you've got a driver's license and they run your plates and they run your driver's license, if you break the law, you run a red light or something like that, and it says you've lived in a residence for 20, 25 years, chances are they're just going to give you a ticket and let you go. But if you're not speaking the language, you have no identification, you have no way of communicating that you're in the country illegally, you may be questioned about your name, and then your name is going to be run. Then they may find out you're an illegal alien. At which point, Pancho Nevadas, you have no legal right to be in Texas. You have no legal right to be in the United States if you are an illegal alien. Sorry, you just don't. My wife doesn't speak much English. Some a-hole deputy, says Pancho Nevadas. So there's Pancho Nevadas telling everybody what Democrats think about law enforcement. It's defund the police all over again, folks. That's what these people think about cops. Just calling them a-holes. Because they do what? They enforce the law. And that's something that Democrats don't like. From Pancho Nevadas to Gina Hinojosa, none of them like it that laws are enforced. And they really, really don't like James Tallarico. James Tallarico. This was his take on X. At 4 a.m., Texas Republicans passed a hateful anti-immigrant bill. Anti-immigrant? No. This is anti-illegal alien. See, these people are so stupid, they don't even know what's being debated. Those who are immigrants come into the United States with permission, and there is and should be no law against them. It is those who come into the United States illegally, James Tallarico. I know this is a concept you are too stupid to grasp, but we're talking about illegal aliens. And he is alleging this bill traps migrants, which I have no idea why legal migrants are legal people, in razor wire. I don't think this bill does that. Spends billions to build Trump's wall, which it doesn't, because it builds it on Texas land, not the federal land. But by the way, walls work. They're fantastic. I'm not sure why James Tallarico, other than being, you know, pro-illegal activity, why he would oppose this. And separates children from their parents. Well, it's illegal in the United States to keep children incarcerated for the crimes of their parents. Is James Tallarico a left-wing extremist nut job? Is he actually advocating that we jail children with their criminal parents? Innocent children who have come into the United States through no fault of their own. Is James Tallarico, Democrat socialist, is he saying that we've got to jail children with their criminal parents? Folks, while all this was going on, something happened that was rather extraordinary in the Texas House. The Speaker of the Texas House, despite his members being desperate to run away from their stupid and vacuous and idiotic vote for impeachment of Ken Paxton, their speaker inexplicably keeps this feud going and keeps that disgraceful vote and keeps that disgraceful practice of impeaching a attorney general with no facts under oath, keeps that in the forefront of GOP primary voters' minds. And many of these members are probably wondering, why is Dade Phelan sabotaging our campaigns? Why is he sabotaging? Why is he making it easier to remind conservative voters of our betrayal and our trust of people who we should never have trusted? Dade Phelan and his lieutenants. All that coming your way next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, guarantee. They're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT, take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Did you know drag shows for kids are being normalized in Texas? Sexualizing Texas children is happening right now, and you can learn how it affects our state by going to texasscorecard.com today. Get real news for real Texans.
I got word that something went down at the Texas House, and I've on a political level, on a practical level, on a just standard decorum level, I couldn't believe my ears. So I wanted to get to the bottom, because I'm hearing various versions of this story, and I wanted to get some folks who went online and said, look, I was witness to this, I saw what happened, and I wanted to get to the bottom of it, because I'm hearing so many stories out there, and unlike left-wing gossip sites here in Texas, we actually get, we like to get folks on the record, you know, instead of having so-called Republicans leak to them all the time, we just like to go on record with stuff. So I want to welcome to the program Representative Tony Tinderholt, conservative who represents District 94 in the Texas State House. Also want to bring on Representative Brian Harrison, 10th District in the State House, and also Attorney General Ken Paxton of the great state of Texas. Gentlemen, welcome to all three of you.
Thank you. Good morning.
Glad to be on.
All right.
Good to be with you, Chris.
Mr. Attorney General, I'll begin with you. The reporting on this, I'm not exactly sure why you had cause to be over in the Texas House. So tell me, how did you come to be in the Texas House?
So I got an invitation to come over from a couple of House members. I didn't actually go to the Texas House floor. I went to the back corridor, which is a connection to the House floor. You go up these stairs in the Capitol, and there you also have several offices there, including the Speaker's office. So in order to get to the Speaker's office, you actually have to walk through this hall. So I met several state representatives, including Brian Harrison and Tony Tinderholt, Steve Toth, a couple of others back there, just to talk to them, and a few people had invited me over just to engage on a few things and just talk for a few minutes. And I wasn't there, what, 5, 6, 7 minutes maybe? We took a couple of pictures, and that was kind of the extent of it. Wasn't anything like, you know, wasn't any big deal.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And so, and again, what Representative Tinderholt, what was your understanding? Why was the Attorney General asked to come over to the House and visit with certain members? Why?
Well, several of us hadn't talked to him in quite some time, and we knew that he was available. And I actually had a couple of members that wanted to apologize to him for the impeachment that happened. And so we had them out in the hallway to say, hey, I just want to tell you that I'm sorry that I voted yes on the impeachment. I was wrong. And like the Attorney General said, I bet he was there maybe 5 or 6 minutes, and he was getting ready to leave. And the Speaker, I'll tell you, Jeff Leach walked through the back hallway, saw the Attorney General there, made a beeline for the Speaker's office, and within 60 seconds, the Sergeant at Arms came out. And we all know that Jeff Leach does not like the Attorney General at all, and nor does the Speaker. And I'm just tired of the gaming that happens in that building. I'm sick and tired of the games. I just want to go help 30 million Texans get through life in the best way that we can.
What Representative Harrison?
Chris, let me add one more thing. In the past,
Let me tee this up. Representative Harrison, was it your understanding that there were some members, number one, that wanted to apologize to the Attorney General for trusting the leadership that they were representing accurately the so-called evidence they had? Was that your understanding? And did you also see Representative Leach make a beeline for the Speaker's office, presumably to tattle on the fact that the Attorney General was there?
Yeah, there are members that are furious at the lies that were fed to them from the liberal leadership of the Texas House. I can confirm that. And I can confirm that Representative Leach did see us in the hallway and run expeditiously to the floor. I can't say what he did once he was on the floor, but let me just say this really quick. Having the duly elected, sitting Attorney General of the great state of Texas not on the floor, but in a back hallway, kind of near the floor, that was apparently so offensive to the speaker that he couldn't have done, like, a diplomatic thing, an appropriate thing, if for whatever reason he didn't like the fact that the attorney general was meeting with a few of us back there. Instead of doing what a normal person would have done, which is to say, hey, guys, do you guys mind? Would you mind taking this meeting somewhere else? We would have happily stepped into another room if that was more, better from their perspective. But no, he had to do the type of thing that only a small, petty, insecure little person would do, which is to call the sergeant at arms to try to forcibly remove the wow. attorney general of the state of Texas. It's disgusting. It's reprehensible. And when his taxpayer-funded spokeswoman went out and tried to defend what they did, the only thing she could do was point to a House rule that does not explicitly allow the attorney general on the floor, but it needs to be very clear. The attorney general said this himself. At no point in time were we meeting with the attorney general on the floor of the House.
Understood.
So the rules do not apply whatsoever. Where we were is a commonly visited area for staff and every Austin liberal
from the swamp. All right, hold on, one at a time. Mr. Tinderhill, go ahead, jump in there. Go ahead. What did you want to say?
Within about 10 minutes of this happening, a senior member of the Texas House had their brother on the House floor. Now, I'm sure they went and got permission, but it just proves to you
all right.
that a duly elected statewide coming to the House floor, I mean, they should. It's ridiculous, the contrast of how they apply these rules.
Yeah, exactly. And as we know, Dade Phelan allows Democrats to break rules like the ones you were accused, Representative Tinderholt, allows Democrats to break rules with impunity, but then drops the hammer on Republicans all the time, like you, Mr. Tinderholt, to stop your voice from being heard. Mr. Attorney General, my understanding, and you correct me if I'm wrong, and I'd like you to tell me if you've witnessed this before. My understanding is that former members of the House, as a tradition, as a courtesy, are always allowed to be on the Texas floor, and you are a former member of the Texas House. Is that your understanding, sir?
So that's actually what I was going to say a few minutes ago. I served in the Texas House for 10 years. I served in the Senate. And when I was in the House, it was not uncommon for us to have many members of former members. A lot of congressmen would come visit us, especially during redistricting. They just walk on the floor. There's always been a courtesy to allow former members on the House floor, and same in the Senate. It's just, courtesy, and it's all of a sudden it's being applied in a very different way. I don't really know why that's happening, other than Dade Phelan has decided that certain former members, they don't want to see him. That makes no sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to a lot of people probably hearing this story for the first time. Representatives Tinderholt, Brian Harrison, and the Attorney General of Texas, Ken Paxton, our guests right now. So, gentlemen, really quickly, I'm just going to do a quick around the horn here to all three of you. Why do you think Speaker Dade Phelan applies the strictest of interpretations of so-called rules, but only to those with whom he politically finds disfavor, like you, Mr. Attorney General? You take a swing at it first.
Yeah, I mean, I think you see this in a lot of countries. A lot of leaders are afraid of hearing any type of a difference of opinion, so they try to control it by shutting down people's ability to speak or to contribute. We saw that with Tony Tinderholt being shut off from just asking questions. I've never heard of that in my entire time in the House and the Senate now. And the way they handled my impeachment, they didn't let me speak. They didn't want to hear my side of the story. So Dade Phelan is not very confident in his views and his position. So what he tries to do is shut off the opposition's ability to talk, speak, or offer an alternative to what he views as the only real way to do anything, and that's his way.
Well, which is why he's earned the nickname Dictator Dade. Mr. Tinderholt, what's your view on this?
You know, I think that what's happening in the Texas House is he's seeing that his speakership is at risk right now. They've made a bunch of horrible decisions. They cater to the Democrats. They make Democrats chairman in the Texas House, and they essentially have a uniparty, and he plays whack-a-mole. What I mean by that is anything that he thinks is threatening his perceived power as the Speaker of the House, he's got to play whack-a-mole and hit it down, and it doesn't matter what it is.
Mr. Harrison, how do you see this?
No, it's exactly right. Look, it's not just that the rules are strictly enforced against conservatives and not enforced against liberals. That's absolutely true. If conservatives go to the microphones We are silenced. We are back down, shut down. We're told we're violating the rules because our comments are, quote, not germane. Meanwhile, Democrats are allowed for hours on end to speak on non-germane topics, to call us racist and sexist and bigots and all kinds of other things that are not germane. They're allowed to do that with impunity, whereas we are stopped. And I think it goes to the bigger issue. It just proves the point that our liberal Speaker of the House, Dade Phelan, is owned by the Democrats. His power base is the Democrats. He is there to serve the liberal policy interests of the Democrat Party. He puts them in positions of leadership, and he is far more terrified of getting on the wrong side of Democrats than he is getting on the wrong side of Republicans. If you're an average Democrat in the Texas House, you have far more power with our liberal speaker than the average conservative, and that's a shame. It's not what Texans voted for.
Yeah.
It's got to change, and we need new leadership in the Texas House.
As a conservative, yes, I believe that that dynamic must change. Now, gentlemen, I have an issue that I think is not being addressed that I'd like you all to address, if you could. Representative Tony Tinderholt, Representative Brian Harrison, and the Attorney General Ken Paxton of the great state of Texas, there is an audit. There was supposed to be an audit and a release of dollar figures that, in my opinion, were a complete waste and political attack on the Attorney General of Texas. Mr. Attorney General, have you seen the numbers and the money that was allocated for the, what I would classify as the falsely predicated impeachment against you, sir?
No, I have not. And oddly enough, it doesn't seem like it should be that difficult to have these attorneys bill for their time. So at the very least, they ought to be releasing the information that they have, and I'm not surprised. I don't expect Dade Phelan to cooperate. I think it's pretty the fact that we're going to have some transparency here, or should have transparency, is not a good thing for him. He's done everything under the cloak of secrecy, and I think Representative Brian got it right, that this guy, what he is about, is protecting his power base, and his power base is the Democratic Party.
Well, Representative Tinderholt, why do not the people of Texas know exactly how much money was spent in this falsely predicated impeachment attempt against Ken Paxton?
Well, I think the reason I was silenced at the back mic is because I asked those questions from the back mic. The next day I was shut down and told I could no longer ask questions. So, you know, the few days before, I wrote a letter that specifically, I think three or four of us, wrote a letter saying, hey, we want a line-by-line cost of what this cost. So I went to the mic to ask where these costs were, and they shut me down. And I think the question that I asked, or what I mentioned, was, I think the cost exceeds the three or so million dollars that they allege brought the impeachment case up. I have a sneaking suspicion it exceeds that $3 million. But heck, even if it's half, that's a $1.5 million more than Texans should have had to pay for a sham impeachment.
Representative Harrison, let me ask you, why do you think the Speaker and his lieutenants are hiding the cost of the Paxton impeachment, the failed, falsely predicated Paxton impeachment, from the people of Texas?
I'm glad you phrased the question that way, Chris, because it's not just our liberal Speaker, Dade Phelan. It's his entire liberal leadership team, his lieutenants. And the simple answer to your question as to why we don't know is because they do not want to tell us. If they wanted Texans to know, they would have already told us by now. And it's important to point to not just the fact that they forced this travesty, this sham of an impeachment process, you know, no due process to the Attorney General, no time to review, no evidence. It's that they chose to do that while depriving Texans of the things that they elected us to do, like pass school choice, ban COVID mandates, do something on election integrity, rein in government emergency powers, stop the communist Chinese from buying our land, secure our border. They chose that impeachment. That impeachment was more important to Dade Phelan and his liberal leadership team than doing the big things that matter for the future of Texas. And at a bare minimum, he deserves to tell 30 million Texans how much of their tax dollars were wasted on that travesty of an impeachment. And the only reason we don't know it is because Dade Phelan does not want to tell it.
Well, yes, and there's also something that the impeachment managers are hiding, too. I would like to know, as a Texan, I would like to know, who was the one responsible for doxing Ken Paxton and his wife, Senator Angela Paxton? I want to know that. And it seems that real Texans want to know that, but some people who are responsible for getting the answers to those questions don't want to share that. Tony Tinderholt, Brian Harrison, Attorney General Ken Paxton, thanks for the visit.
Hey, thank you. You too.
That puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor, my friends. Visit TexasScorecard.com if you want to find the good, the bad, and mostly ugly in the Texas House, and a lot of good happening in the Texas Senate. Go to TexasScorecard.com. They will tell you everything that's going on there. Great legislation, bad legislation, and pro-Democrat legislation that should never pass in a Republican-dominated legislature. Also, check out ChrisSalcedo.com. That is where you go to find me, the Chris Salcedo Shows on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That's morning talk radio. Simulcast on Newsmax 2, simulcast on Getter and Rumble. And also check out Newsmax 1, the Chris Salcedo Show, there in the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock Eastern until 5. Till we visit again, my friends, remember, a society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by government. It is measured by how much power is reserved for we, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.